The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good.
There are effective solutions to a number of health problems, from acne to thyroid. There are amazing combinations of medical and nutritional solutions. Welcome to Ask Lorna Live with host Lorna Vanderhaeg. Our program is a frank, lively discussion that can help you feel fit and fabulous. Now, here's your host, Lorna Vanderhaeg.
Well, welcome everybody to another hour with Ask Lorna. And today I thought we would catch up on all of the questions, because over the last week, it seems like everybody is listening to the podcast and has lots and lots of questions. So I want to remind you as well that you can go to the website at www.hormonehelp.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help. And there's lots of free books there, by the way. So you're welcome to read them cover to cover. Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution, Get a Grip on Arthritis, an A to Z Women's Guide to Vibrant Health, which looks at all the top female health conditions that women are suffering with and gives great natural solutions. I've also got lots of podcasts and past radio shows, lots of TV programs as well for you to look at. And sign up for my newsletter so that you can learn when I'm going to be in a city near you giving a lecture or whether or not there's a webinar happening. So I've got lots and lots of questions. I thought we'd start off with those. And I've received a question from Brantford, Ontario. And she said, I attended your seminar and found it very informative. Thank you. I have a couple of questions that I was hoping you could help me with. My daughter has been battling with acne for a number of years, and her dermatologist put her on the birth control pill for the past 2 years. Although it's helped a little bit, she'd like to be better, and she does not want to use the harsh cream they gave her as well because it bleaches her skin and makes it very, very dry. So she'd like to stay on the birth control pill but would like to try something else to try and get this acne under control. So she's got really stubborn acne. Normally what happens in a young woman when they go to ovulate or pop out an egg, what's happening is because of all the environmental hormones that we're exposed to, the egg is not being secreted properly, and that sends out lots of male hormones, testosterone, DHEA, androstenedione, and that can cause acne. Now, the reason why the gynecologist or the medical doctors or the dermatologist would put her on the birth control pill is to get her to stop ovulating entirely. And that's supposed to clear up the skin. In people with really severe acne, it doesn't have that benefit. And as such, she's still getting outbreaks. So what we would use for that is EstroSmart. And people have heard me talk about this before when we were talking about estrogen dominant conditions, when we're talking about endometriosis and fibroids and heavy periods and any kind of period problem or PMS. So your daughter should start on EstroSmart. She wants to stay on the pill, so she should take 2 to 4 capsules of EstroSmart per day with food, and the dosage is determined by how bad her acne is. So if she takes 2 a day with food and the acne disappears in 30 days, then 2 is a perfect dose for her. If the acne is stubborn, then she may need to take 4 capsules per day with food. So it's all about getting to the right dose to get the acne under control. The other great thing is that EstroSmart helps to protect your daughter from the negative effects of the birth control pill. One of the negative effects of the pill is that women produce this type of estrogen called 16-hydroxyestrone, which is associated with cervical cancer and breast cancers and other types of cancers. So women on the pill tend to make more of this bad estrogen, and EstroSmart keeps that bad estrogen in check. And EstroSmart's also been found to reverse abnormal pap smears, and we know women on the pill get more abnormal pap smears as well. So what happens when your daughter wants to stop the birth control pill? Because she may want to do that one day. So what we do is for one full month, she would stay on the dose she's on, generally 2 capsules per day by then, because once it's under control, you can go back to 2 capsules a day. Then after the full month on the birth control pill, she stops the pill when the package ends, and then she would take 4 EstroSmart per day. And, you know, my daughters used to use 6 capsules per day from mid-cycle, so around ovulation, which is around day 10 to day 15, until the period came to keep all their acne from coming back. So it's all about dosage, dosage, dosage. And remember, go to my website at www.hormonehelp.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P. And go to the book button and read the A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health. Also, make sure she's not taking any supplements with milk thistle in them. The reason is milk thistle's been found to elevate prolactin levels in women when taken on a daily basis, which can then make the acne much, much worse. So I don't recommend any nutritional supplements for acne that have milk thistle in them. So hopefully that helps, and you'll see your acne disappear quite quickly. At least as a mom, you'll know that EstroSmart is also protecting her against any negative effects on the birth control pill. Then I received a message from Wally in Kitchener, and she wants to know that her husband has been diagnosed with rosacea, and he has it on his forehead and his nose. His optometrist recommended that he take 1,000 milligrams of fish oil for his eye health and his skin. And what do you think about that? Well, rosacea is a complicated skin condition. It causes white bumps. Sometimes they look like pimples on the chin, the cheeks, the end of the nose, and the forehead, and bright, bright red patches. So some people just get the bright red patches. Other people get the bright red patches with the outbreaks. And it's a vascular disorder, so we end up with all the little capillaries in the cheeks and the chin and the forehead starting to break. So you see lots of broken capillaries on the skin edge. And it's an inflammatory disorder, so lots of inflammation in the skin, which makes it have that redness. So when we think about it as an inflammatory condition, then the things that we use to treat it would be GLA, so not fish oil. Fish oil is not the skin oil, and fish oil does not contain any GLA. So GLA, which is a very special skin fatty acid, it's absolutely fabulous. We get it from borage oil. Borage oil contains about 24% GLA. Some people use evening primrose oil. I don't, because it only contains 8% GLA. So you want the super high GLA content. And then you want to calm the inflammation down. So we have a 10% super strength Celadrin skin therapy cream. So it's called Celadrin skin therapy cream. And you'd put that on the inflamed parts morning and night. Take at least, I'd say, 2 to 4 teaspoons of GLA a day. And then also get some Celadrin soft gel capsules. So Celadrin comes in a topical cream, and it also comes in soft gels. And the Celadrin cream then comes in 2 further forms, one for arthritis and one for skin conditions. So you want to look for the Celadrin super strength cream for skin conditions. And we have that in my Lorna Vanderhaeg line of nutritional supplements and topical products as well. The optometrist was right when he recommended that your husband take 1,000 milligrams of fish oil. There again, I'd go one step further. You want to have lots and lots of DHA. So Donald Harry Apple, DHA. And DHA is the super fatty acid for eyes. And you find that in calamari oil in very, very high concentrations. So I would suggest that your husband go on calamari oil for his dry eyes. Obviously, that's the reason why the doctor was recommending it. And then he should take the GLA for beautiful skin, and you'll love it as well. So I recommend you take the GLA also, and the Celadrin Super Skin Therapy Cream is also a great anti-wrinkle cream as well. And I have another question regarding skin. And this question is, please advise if I can take Accutane at the same time as EstraSmart Plus. And I'm trying to get off Accutane and trying to look for a natural approach to prevent hormonal acne. I'm really fearful of getting outbreaks if I stop taking the Accutane. Please provide some suggestions. Well, it's a good question, and I'm so happy you're coming off Accutane. Accutane just disrupts the entire digestive tract, your liver, your kidneys. It's a very, very nasty drug. So we want to replenish your body by giving you great probiotics like Probiotic Plus and also digestive enzymes. So we want to rebuild your digestive tract as well, because one thing we have to understand about hormones is our digestive tract is involved in detoxifying hormones. So when you take something like Accutane, you really, and antibiotics, you can mess up your digestive tract. And as such, then when you come off something like Accutane, you get a rebound effect. Your digestive tract isn't working so well. So Probiotic Plus would be a good one. I always recommend EstraSmart for really stubborn acne. Anybody who's been on Accutane has really challenging acne. So my suggestion is you use EstraSmart instead of EstraSmart Plus. And I would start taking it before you stop the Accutane. So just like the previous woman who had the daughter on the birth control pill, you would want to take 2 to 4 capsules of EstraSmart while you're on the Accutane for a whole month. And then in the second month, you come off the Accutane, you want to increase your dose of EstraSmart so you're getting enough protection. And, you know, if you started to get more outbreaks, you just increase your dose of EstraSmart. The one thing about EstraSmart that's so great, you can never get toxic on it. It all comes from different plant sources and foods, and it has this beautiful effect of balancing out your hormones. But when it comes to acne, the most important thing to remember is that when you get the dose right, the acne disappears. That's the key. And then other things that we can do for acne besides, you know, just taking nutritional supplements is, remember, the brown soda pops are the worst. They contain ingredients that cause terrible acne outbreaks. And sugar is a bad one, but we don't want to take the fake sugars either because they're quite bad for acne outbreaks. Make sure that you have lots and lots of fiber in your diet. So fiber is from vegetables and oatmeal. So those are the two things I'd really focus on, getting lots and lots of vegetables into your diet, because when you've got lots of vegetables in your diet, your bowel movements are better. You should be having 1 12-inch bowel movement a day or 3 4s. And this then lets you know that your digestive tract is working properly, and better yet, all the toxic, nasty things that cause skin outbreaks end up outside of the body. We have to remember that the skin is an extension of that tube that runs from our mouth to our butt. So what's going on the outside of our skin is a good indicator of what's happening inside the body. So the skin is a beautiful mirror to our internal health. So probiotics are fantastic because they get the good guys in your digestive tract working. And then taking something like EstraSmart to balance out your hormones. And then another thing we can use is GLA, but this time we use it topically for acne. So you can apply it directly onto the skin. When we come back after the break, we've got questions about panic attacks and anxiety. We've got questions about stress, and we'll get to those questions when we come back.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetin found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Have you figured out what's not working in your life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to live a better life through health, relationships, and more. Her guests also come from the health and wellness industry, and together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get your life on the right path. Let's Figure It Out airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back, and we've got a question from Edmonton. And she says, I was so disappointed to have missed seeing you when you were in Edmonton a few months ago. Everybody needs to sign up for my newsletter because we send personal invites. When I come to your city, you'll get a personal invite 10 days before I arrive so that you know I'm coming and you don't have to miss that event. And this year we're doing lots of webinars, which are great because you can be sitting in your living room at home with your computer on your lap. And as long as you've got speakers on your computer, you'll be able to listen to me do all these talks. And of course, you can listen to all the previous Ask Lorna Voice America radio shows as well. We've got them linked up from our website at Hormone Help. And of course, you can go to Voice America as well. So she'd really like my opinion. She's had severe panic and anxiety since the birth of her son 22 years ago. She says previous to that birth, she was perfectly fine. I've tried everything under the sun and have been to so many doctors. I've asked if it's possible if I have adrenal fatigue, but they don't even know what that is. And that's one of the biggest problems. You know, our doctors, they only believe in complete adrenal failure, which is Addison's or Cushing's syndrome. They don't believe in adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion. So we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But she says, after so many years of being in the fight or flight constantly, is it not possible or even probable my adrenals are burned out? I have issues with my hormones now, too. I started taking bioidentical hormone therapy, but I'm not getting any better. I have lab blood reports, but don't want to bombard you with these. I'd truly like your help. So absolutely, you know, our adrenals are two little glands that sit on top of our kidneys, and they make cortisol, which is our stress hormone. They also make other hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA. But when cortisol levels are too high, this is what makes us feel like we're panicked. And when we combine high cortisol levels with low magnesium, that's when we really get a lot of anxiety, a lot of panic. And then our happy hormone in our brain called serotonin, it becomes dysregulated. And all combined, it can give you these severe anxiety and panic attacks. And probably what happened after the birth of your son is that having a baby is such a stressful event. Yes, it's absolutely joyous, but it's very stressful on the body. So a lot of women develop low thyroid. A lot of women have adrenal exhaustion as a result of it. Sometimes our iron goes low, and low iron can also cause panic attacks. So I recommend that you get a thyroid test done, and you want to have your TSH below 2. So you're going to ask the number. And you want to have your hemoglobin and ferritin in the mid-range, not too close to the low end, in order to ensure that everything's okay. Because iron is involved in making your happy hormone in the brain. Iron is also involved in making your hormones. So what are we going to do to get rid of these panic attacks quickly? So the first thing I recommend is you start taking MagSmart, and you take a scoop at bedtime, and then you put a scoop in your water bottle during the day to give you that extra additional magnesium during the day. And MagSmart contains a type of magnesium called magnesium bisglycinate, which crosses the blood-brain barrier. It's the only kind of magnesium that does that to help calm everything down in the brain. Then we want to put you on SMILE. SMILE is an enteric-coated 5-HTP, and you want to take 100 milligrams three times a day. So 100 milligrams when you get up in the morning, 100 milligrams about an hour before dinner, and then 100 milligrams at bedtime. You can go up to 200 milligrams three times a day on an empty stomach. So, and you said you're now taking bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, but that can really create an additional layer of things that are could be problematic. So if you are on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, I really hope that they've given you the lowest possible dose of estrogen, because sometimes that can lead to an increase in panic and anxiety. Progesterone, on the other hand, tends to calm down panic and anxiety. So you might need a bit of progesterone at bedtime in the form of micronized oral progesterone, which is also called Prometrium, 100 to 200 milligrams at bedtime. But I know that the Smile and the MagSmart will clear things up very, very quickly. And if you take 5-HTP, it always has to be enteric coated. If it's not enteric coated, then you won't get the benefit of the 5-HTP because your stomach acid destroys it. So the enteric coating replaces that. Hopefully this makes a difference for you very, very quickly. I find Smile and MagSmart work in about a week to 10 days to give people relief for their severe panic attacks and anxiety. I have another question in regards to high cortisol and bad OCD, so obsessive compulsive disorder. And this person, Zach, says to me, stress, which came first, the cortisol or the OCD? Good question. Can AdrenaSmart help controlling this hormone? I think this is the key, but how do I get my mind to take a break? And naturally, do we use 5-HTP, tryptophan, antioxidants for the brain? He really wants to know what to do. So yes, AdrenaSmart can help, especially if you're under lots of stress. So we take two capsules midday at lunchtime. And then I suggest you also add the Smile enteric-coated 5-HTP and also some MagSmart because of the magnesium bisglycinate. And if you follow the same protocol that I gave the woman from Edmonton, I think you're going to see fantastic results. We have a caller, Michelle, on the line. So let's take her question too. Hi, Michelle. Go ahead. Hi, Michelle. Okay, that's fine. So I have another question as well in regards to vitamin K. I want to know more about vitamin K. First off, do we even need vitamin K? There's so many different kinds of vitamins. Well, K vitamins are a group of fat-soluble vitamins. The two most important forms found in food are vitamin K1 and vitamin K2. Vitamin K1 is known for its role in blood clotting, while vitamin K2, a new form of vitamin K, which is important for building and maintaining strong bones, as well as in inhibiting calcium deposits in the arteries. So vitamin K2 is fantastic for people who have hardening of the arteries. Vitamin K1 is a blood clotter. Vitamin K2 is not a blood clotting agent. So that's really important. And supplemental vitamin K2, so that's when you take it in a supplement, is available in two forms, a synthetic form, which we call MK4, which I don't recommend, and a natural form called MK7. So we really like vitamin K2 MK7 because it has great clinical research. So the function of K vitamins is unique among all the other vitamins because it is so important, like vitamin K2, for optimizing the utilization of calcium. So what happens when you eat calcium is it doesn't necessarily end up in your bones. That's one of the big problems with calcium. It can end up in your breasts as breast calcifications, can end up in your arteries, making the wall of your arteries hard. And so vitamin K2 is fantastic because it makes calcium go directly into the bone and causes us to develop nice, strong bones. As well, vitamin K2 is used in heart patients to inhibit calcium deposits in the arteries. Vitamin K2 also activates certain proteins in the body, such as osteocalcin, in the bones. And This then ends up so that these proteins are dependent on vitamin K2 in order to bind calcium to the surface of bones, making our bones nice and strong. Oh, good. I'll stop now because we have Michelle back on the line.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi. I'm calling. I'm in regards to, I take your multi-smart vitamin and every day, and I also have low iron, but I was also wondering, I've been reading some of your books and that, if I could also take the EstroSmart, because I do have heavy periods, acne, and everything that goes along with those, but then also wondering, what time of day do I take everything? Like, do I take it all in the morning all at one time? That's more where my concern is, and I know a lot of your information you have said to also maybe take AdrenaSmart with it, and maybe that's something I need too, but again, I'm so confused on, do I sit down at breakfast and take all these different things? Do I space it out during the day? That's more okay. Where I'm concerned about.
So what we do is you definitely need EstroSmart, because when you have heavy periods, we want to get those heavy periods under control so that your iron levels come up naturally as well. So you want to take 4 capsules a day of EstroSmart, and I would start with 2 a day for about a week and then go up to 3 a day and then take 4 a day. And you can take them with food. So, you know, if you eat lunch, fairly good-sized lunch or dinner, I would take them with that. The multivitamin, and it depends if you're taking the capsules or the powder. If you're taking the powder, you might be mixing it into a shake or something. I like to mix the MultiSmart powder into French vanilla yogurt, which is a great way to take it, and I eat mine at breakfast. The MultiSmart you definitely want to take with food because it's a super concentrated vitamin and mineral formula. So if you ever took that on an empty stomach, it would make you feel kind of crummy. So you take MultiSmart, again, with food. EstroSmart should be with food. The IronSmart you can take any time of the day, and any time of the night or day. Just remember that you always have to shake the iron because the iron's very heavy. It falls to the bottom of the bottle.
Okay, so as long as I'm taking them with food, I can space them out throughout the day. I don't have to take them first thing in the morning all at the same time then.
That's correct. You can divide them up and whatever is easiest, because then you'll keep taking them and you'll get the full benefit. So good luck to you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so we're back now talking about vitamin K2, which vitamin K2 is the key nutrient to helping prevent osteoporosis. That's really the secret to vitamin K2. Our Bone Booster formula contains vitamin K2, MK7, along with vitamin D3, because both of these nutrients build strong bones by ensuring that the other bone-building nutrients like calcium, magnesium, stay in the bones where they're supposed to be instead of floating around the body causing breast calcifications and hardening of the arteries. If you have osteoporosis, you'll want to use 1 capsule of Bone Booster. It's a super powerful form. And you would also want to take MultiSmart. And MultiSmart, which we were just talking to the previous caller about, contains all the calcium in the right forms, calcium citrate, aspartate, and glycinate. Those are the kinds of calcium that you want to take because they help to build, you know, give you the right kind of calcium to end up with it in your bones. And take that along with the vitamin K2, MK7. And the MultiSmart also contains enough magnesium in the form of magnesium bisglycinate. And for people who are big into taking multivitamins with minerals, you want to look at the forms of your nutrients. Like when we package a multivitamin with mineral product, we state right on the label, zinc citrate, zinc polynicotinate, calcium glycinate, calcium aspartate. And you really want to make sure that when you buy one of the supplements on the shelf in a health food store or a pharmacy, that you're getting the right kind of nutrients. And MultiSmart, for example, we use vitamin B6 from pyridoxal 5-phosphate. That's the kind of B6 that's used to make hemoglobin. So great care goes into making my supplements. We also don't use corn. We don't use wheat. We don't use soy. We do not manufacture our supplements with any rice flour because all the rice flour fillers are irradiated. And I do this because my kids take the supplements, my grandchildren, I take them every day. And we want to make sure that we've got really good quality nutrients. Bone Booster and MultiSmart are the perfect bone building program. I'd also add Collagen Plus to help build the collagen in the body as well. When we come back after the break, I have another question about blood clotting and vitamin K2, and then we'll take questions as well on low iron.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Leadership is a destination, but how do you get there? More importantly, how do you maximize your power and influence and develop more leaders in your organization? Learn from proven leaders and proven practices. Join Drs. Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler for Leadership Development News. This program will help you develop the next leaders in your organization, balance your work life, manage your boss, and manage yourself. We'll feature cutting-edge interviews with industry experts and authors. Leadership Development News, every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
Just before the break, I received another email saying, I recently bought your bone booster because I have osteoporosis, and I refuse to take the bisphosphonates any longer. So those are the drugs that are prescribed, like Didrikal and Fosamax. When I read further, I noticed that vitamin K2 helps with blood clotting. 15 years ago, I almost died from blood clots to my lung after a surgical procedure, and the respirologist told me they were probably caused by hormone replacement therapy that I'd been using for about 5 years. I stopped the hormone replacement therapy immediately. Now I worry about a recurrence of clots if I take extra vitamin K in a supplement. What do you think? Well, first off, we have to remember there's a huge difference between vitamin K1 and vitamin K2. So the K in vitamin K comes from the German word coagulation, so that means to thicken. Vitamin K1 is used by your liver as a clotting factor, whereas vitamin K2 is used by the brain and your vasculature, your breasts and your kidneys, and it is not a blood clotting agent. So that's very important to know. In fact, in the brain, vitamin K2 contributes to the production of myelin and fats that are essential for brain health, and protects against oxidative damage. So that's like your brain rusting. Taking broad-spectrum antibiotics can reduce vitamin K production in the gut by nearly 74%. So if you've anybody who's listening who's taken antibiotics recently, you need to get onto a vitamin K2 MK7 form of vitamin K. Additionally, the elderly have reduced vitamin K2 production, and deficiencies in vitamin K2 lead to nosebleeds, easy bruising, and extremely heavy bleeding, so heavy periods. A vitamin K2 is not involved in blood clotting like vitamin K1. So we use vitamin K2 to treat things like bruising, nosebleeds, heavy periods. We use vitamin K2 for bones, of course, and also for cardiovascular disease to keep those arteries nice and clean. So you don't have anything to worry about, Rose, when it comes to vitamin K2. It is not a blood clotting agent. And we, of course, can get vitamin K2 from a couple of sources. I like MK7. It comes from natto, which is a really interesting substance that provides a very powerful form of vitamin K2, MK7. So I have a question from Tizzy, and she says, I have low iron levels and have had for years, but of course, because it doesn't say on the lab tests that it's low, the doctor didn't flag it. Only when I saw it, that I'd been at work and had been extremely fatigued for 6 months, she said, then the doctor said, yes, it could probably be due to the low iron. So she wasn't anemic yet. She was still in the normal range. She had iron deficiency. So she supplemented for 3 months using iron supplements prescribed by the doctor, and her levels went up. But she stopped the supplement because she couldn't stand the side effects, and then the iron dropped way back down. So whenever I have women whose iron levels are low, the first question we have to ask is, do you have heavy periods? And if you do, we need to fix those to get your iron back up, or you're constantly, every time you have a period, you're going to become anemic again. So she said, I was so extremely fatigued again. It was horrible. I eat a very high protein diet with lots of chicken and turkey, as well as red meat. I eat leafy greens. So I'm not sure why my iron levels are so low. Well, some people are not very good at absorbing iron. They have either low stomach acid, they don't have enough digestive enzymes, or they may just be one of those people whose iron levels, iron is not absorbed very well. And of course, you could have the heavy periods. So you didn't tell me you had heavy periods, but if you do have heavy periods, then you want to start taking EstraSmart 4 capsules a day to get your heavy periods under control. We also use the Bone Booster, which has the vitamin K2 MK7 in it for heavy periods as well. So you could use EstraSmart and Bone Booster to go along with it. But we want to put you on Iron Smart. Iron Smart is a fantastic iron supplement. It's iron pyrophosphate that's wrapped in a little liposomal bubble. And that liposomal bubble ensures that the iron does not go in your stomach. It actually goes to the receptor in the small intestine. And the reason why it's so fantastic, first off, it tastes like Bailey's. Well, some people say Werther's candy, but I think it tastes more like Bailey's. And it tastes fantastic. It raises ferritin and hemoglobin quickly, and it brings your iron levels back up to normal very, very fast. So I suggest if you're anemic, so that's in the lower range, that you take 30 milligrams of Iron Smart a day, which is 3 teaspoons. Or if you're not anemic, then you could take 10 milligrams of elemental iron per day. Now, people are going, but my doctor's prescribing 300 milligrams or 900 milligrams. That's a completely different form of iron. And if you took 300 milligrams of the liposomal wrapped iron, that would be way too much. So 300 milligrams of doctor prescribed iron is equivalent to 30 milligrams of Iron Smart. So always remember that if your doctor's recommending it. And you may be one of those people, Tizzy, that should be taking 10 milligrams of elemental iron every day for the rest of your life because you just are not able to rebuild your iron stores. Of course, liver is a great source of iron. Vegetables are a terrible source of iron. And we should be getting about 20 milligrams of elemental iron from our diet every day. Most people are getting about 8. So if you're getting 8 milligrams on average per day, you're going to become deficient in no time flat. And it's not just women who become deficient in iron. It's our kids and it's our husbands as well. When our children become low in iron, they don't do well in school. They get dark circles under their eyes. They don't grow as tall. So they end up shorter than other kids. And so it's important that our kids get adequate amounts of iron. And Iron Smart has a children's dosage on the label as well. And if you're an athlete or someone who's working out all the time or exercising strenuously and you're sweating a lot, you'll also lose iron through your sweat. So that's the athlete connection and low iron. And those people should also use Iron Smart. We have Iron Smart in a liquid, which is fantastic. And then we have Iron Smart in capsules for people who just don't want to take a liquid type formula. So that should really make a big difference for you, Tizzy. And again, if you have this low iron because of heavy periods, then we need to get those heavy periods under control. I have another question about iron. And this one is from Joyce. And she says, my daughter has ulcerative colitis. And because of this, she's constantly anemic. She said she's read my booklet. I've written a great little booklet on low iron. So if you want to learn everything about iron, there's a great little booklet on the website at hormonehelp.com. Just go to the product button and then click on Iron Smart. You'll find this great little iron booklet, which is free. And she said, I've read your iron booklet, and it seems that this supplement would be better for her than the normal iron supplements that the doctor prescribes, which can cause problems for those who have gut disorders. She said, is there any reason why someone with ulcerative colitis would not be able to take this product? Well, that's a great question. And Iron Smart, which is the liposomal iron, was designed for people with serious bowel diseases like colitis, Crohn's, celiac, and irritable bowel disease. And the reason is because those people with gut problems, and we could add in gas, burping, bloating, constipation, diarrhea as well, and anybody with acid reflux, all of those people have very poor digestion, meaning they're not breaking things down and absorbing the nutrients well. So definitely your daughter should be on Iron Smart. I would choose the liquid over the capsule only because you get more rapid absorption of it. Tastes great. Easy to take, 1 teaspoon to 3 teaspoons a day. And the other great thing is it's gluten-free. And we go to great lengths with our products to make them gluten-free. And so this is another, Iron Smart is just another one of our great gluten-free products. So definitely your daughter should start taking Iron Smart as soon as she can to really improve that and get it back into balance. So I have another question that just came through as well. And I've got a question on HPV, which I'm going to answer after the break, just because the question really requires a decent answer. But in the meantime, I have a question on endometriosis. And the question says, I have endometriosis, and now my doctor has diagnosed uterine fibroids. Is there anything I can do to avoid having a hysterectomy? Absolutely. You know, and I want to say again, I did a show 3 shows ago, so you can listen to the podcast on estrogen dominance. Estrogen dominant conditions are fibroids, endometriosis, ovarian cysts, heavy periods, breast lumps, polyps. And if we have these conditions like endometriosis and uterine fibroids, we're at higher risk for estrogen receptor positive breast cancer as well. So we're already estrogen overloaded. So it's important to understand that endometriosis and fibroids, along with these other conditions, are associated with too much estrogen. And we're constantly being exposed to toxic estrogens in our environment called environmental estrogens or xenoestrogens, and these cause an imbalance. Also, constant unrelenting stress causes our estrogen levels to go up. So the nutrients found in EstroSmart have been researched to keep our estrogen levels normal and balance our progesterone levels while naturally detoxifying all those dangerous estrogens found in our environment. And women are more susceptible to estrogen-dominant conditions because we use tons and tons of cosmetics and skin creams and shampoos and conditioners that are full of environmental estrogens. You want to go to skindeep.com to find out what products you have are not estrogenic. So endometriosis and uterine fibroids are also known as abnormal cell growth. They may never become cancer, but the cells are still growing out of control. EstroSmart stops abnormal cell growth in its tracks. So I would start out with 4 capsules a day. If you also have the pain that goes along with endometriosis and the inflammation, then I suggest you add a couple of teaspoons of GLA along with it. And do not eat any soy foods, as they increase estrogen in women, and we don't want to have any more estrogens happening when we've got estrogen-dominant conditions like endometriosis and fibroids. When we come back after the break, we'll go back and we'll answer the question about HPV from Anna.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetin found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehelp.com. That's hormonehelp.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
And before the break, I received an email from Anna, and she said, I have a question about the HPV vaccine. My daughter's in grade 8 and eligible to receive this vaccine for free. Because it's relatively new, I have some concerns on the safety of the vaccine, both at the time of receiving it and years down the road. I just wondered what your opinion is and if you'd recommend that women get the HPV vaccine. Well, I'm really happy that you asked this question before your daughter got the vaccine. I've had thousands of questions regarding the same thing on the opinion, my opinion of the HPV vaccine. And this is the reason why I do not support the use of the vaccine on our daughters. So when I wrote a story about this, and you can go read it under the newsletter button on the website at hormonehelp.com. But at the time, and I mean, it's much higher numbers now, in the first year, HPV vaccine deaths totaled 11, and there were over 3,500 adverse events reported. Once you've read the following on my website, you're going to be horrified that we're using our daughters as guinea pigs in the HPV experiment. And when we look at the over 3,500 adverse events, 400 of them have been reported serious, including Bell's palsy, seizures, paralysis, and Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is an autoimmune disease. Of the 42 women vaccinated with HPV while pregnant, 18 have experienced complications from fetal abnormalities to miscarriages. So never, never, never have that vaccine when you're pregnant. Most importantly, the lead researcher who spent 20 years developing the vaccine, Diane Harper, states, this is her words, not mine, the HPV vaccine is not for younger women and that it is silly for anyone to be mandating it for them. Now, look at, she's the one who developed the vaccine. She says the vaccine has not been tested for effectiveness in girls as young as 9, and it may not even protect them. And in the worst case scenario, instead of reducing the number of cervical cancers within 25 years, it may actually increase the number of cancers. Shocking. This is the woman who was the lead researcher who spent 20 years developing the vaccine. Diane Harper's a scientist. She's a professor. She states giving the vaccine to 11-year-olds is a great big public health experiment. So why are we doing this to our little girls? And this is terrible. I think it's an absolutely awful situation. HPV is the name of a group of more than 100 different types of viruses. More than 40 types of HPV are sexually transmitted. And these types can infect the genital areas of both men and women, so not just women, including the skin of the penis, the vulva, anus, and the lining of the vagina, cervix, and rectum. If you want to know if a man has an HPV, all you have to do is pour white vinegar on his penis, and they light up like a Christmas tree. The most important risk factor for developing cervical cancer is HPV infection of the cervix. Almost all cases of cervical cancer are linked to HPV. There are 15 of the more than 40 sexually transmitted HPV viruses that can lead to the development of cervical cancer. HPV 16 and HPV 18 are thought to be responsible for the majority of them, and HPV is transmitted through genital skin-to-skin contact and can appear years after exposure. The Gardasil vaccine approved by Health Canada and the FDA is thought to protect against HPV 16 and 18. And the vaccine also protects against HPV 6 and 11, the most common lower risk types of HPV. So HPV 6 and 11 cause 90% of genital warts, and infection with HPV low risk 6 and 11 are not associated with an increased risk of cancer. By age 50, 50% of women will have acquired sexually transmitted HPV infection. Most women will never know this because they have no symptoms and their immune system will kill it all off. Men and women get HPV and pass it along without ever knowing it. And the HPV vaccine is being recommended for girls and women from ages 9 to 26, even though few girls were involved in the study. 11,000 women took part in the vaccine trials, no minors. So no one under the age of 18 were included in the Merck Gardasil trials. The manufacturer states it's unclear how long the vaccine will provide protection. So even if you get the vaccine, they don't even know how long it's going to work for. And the vaccine only protects against 4 strains of HPV. Although men can carry the virus and infect women, no research was done on boys and men being vaccinated. But I've heard they're coming out with one for guys. Abby Lipman, a professor of epidemiology at McGill University, and her colleagues conducted a review of the current literature on HPV and summarized their conclusions in an editorial in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. These researchers found that while it appears the vaccine is effective in preventing HPV 16 and 18, it's still not clear whether reducing those infections will actually translate into fewer cervical cancer deaths in the long run. They note the rates of deaths from cervical cancer have been dropping for years because of widespread publicly funded programs for pap smear testing. Remember, a pap smear saves life. A simple pap test can detect changes to the cervix, and then there are nutrients that we can use to reverse those abnormal cervical cells. So that's an important information as well. You also should be aware women on the birth control pill are at higher risk of developing HPV abnormal cervical cells. EstraSmart, all of the ingredients in EstraSmart work for abnormal cervical cells as well. HPV can only become a problem if you have that toxic estrogen present called 16-hydroxyestrone. So if you take the ingredients in EstraSmart, you will not produce 16-hydroxyestrone. So a study in the International Journal of Cancer found a connection between the HPV virus and high levels of 16-hydroxyestrone, and they found that when there was more 16-hydroxyestrone present, there was no more abnormal cell division in those who had HPV. So they go hand in hand. So you want to make sure you're on a good multivitamin with minerals that has vitamin A, because that's been researched for abnormal cervical cells and HPV, vitamin C, folic acid, CoQ10 is another one, DHA from calamari oil, which we have a new calamari oil product. But the most exciting research is using indole-3-carbinol to reverse abnormal pap smears and keep HPV under control. So no, I would definitely not vaccinate my daughters or my granddaughters against HPV, especially when the lead researcher said they don't even know what's going to happen when we vaccinate 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old little girls who are just developing. Remember, their bodies are just learning what to do. We could be making more cancers instead of less. So it definitely wouldn't be my recommendation. I think we have to be very cautious when they want to mass vaccinate a whole bunch of young girls without ever researching that population. Although I can't think of a mother I know who would donate her 9-year-old daughter to do research. And yet that's exactly what is happening today, because moms don't know that there were no 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old girls in those clinical trials. There were none of them. So we should be very aware of that. And I'm starting to think we should probably do a show on vaccines in general. The next show is going to be on libido, how to get that spark back, how to get the spunk back into our sex lives. Some people have lost their sex drive and they don't care, and other people have lost it and they really want to get it back. So we're going to talk about how we can do that. But just answering this question on vaccines, I realized that we should probably do a future show on the different types of vaccines and have a vaccine expert come on and talk about which ones are safe and which ones aren't, which ones have problems, and how to get those vaccines to work better. I want to make sure that you use the website to its fullest extent. We have so much information there. We have the Ask Lorna forum where you can go and read the questions and answers of other individuals. So go right to the back of it. So if there's 20 pages on EstraSmart, go to the first page so that you can, the older page first, so you can start to read the questions and answers. You'll find your answer in there because we've answered most of the questions that people have. We've temporarily closed the forum down just so that I can catch up on answering questions. I have nutritionists in my office who also answer questions as well. But we're really being bombarded by a lot of women who are seeking help, and of course, men who are seeking help for themselves and for their wives and their daughters and their families as well. It's been a wonderful show spending time with you today. Remember, you can call in your questions as well. We do welcome call-ins. I have so many people who email their questions, and I look forward to talking to you next week about libido.
Thanks for listening to Ask Lorna Live. Please join us again next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll talk again soon.
And I feel nice, special than mine.